poll, just 14% of voters say they're better off with Joe Biden in office. By Wendell Hasebo on November 13, 2023. Less than 15% of voters believe they are better off with President Joe Biden as Commander-in-Chief. A Financial Times University of Michigan's Ross School of Business poll found Monday. Increasing fears among Democrats that Bidenomics failed to deliver results. 14% of voters say they are better off financially now than when Joe Biden took office, the poll found. 70% of voters say Biden's economic policies had either hurt the economy or had no impact. Among the 70%, 33% said the president's policies hurt the economy a lot. The poll revealed inflation was voters' greatest financial stress. 82% of respondents said soaring price increases. 75% said inflation was the most significant threat to the U.S. economy in the next 6 months. Inflation caused a majority of voters to change their essential and non-essential spending, the poll also found. 65% said they reduced non-essential spending, such as eating out and holiday purchases. 52% said they reduced spending on food or other everyday necessities. 52% said they know a little or nothing about Bidenomics. Every group, Democrats, Republicans and Independents, list rising prices as by far the biggest economic threat and the biggest source of financial stress, Eric Gordon, a professor at Michigan's Ross School, told The Times. That is bad news for Biden, and the more so considering how little he can do to reverse the perception of prices before Election Day. The poll sampled 1,004 voters from November 2 to 7 with a 3.1 margin of error. The poll comes after Democrats would reportedly advise Biden to heave so-called Bidenomics in the dumpster. Politico's Jonathan Martin wrote Monday after interviewing dozens of Democrats and never-Trump Republicans. Attempting to make voters believe something they don't is folly. Attaching your name to that strategy borders on masochistic, Martin said of Biden's economic policy term. At a time when people are paying more for housing, gas and groceries, focusing on job growth and the unemployment rate is ineffective. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.